Hello, my name is Charles Michael Knipp, and I am speaking to you from the year 2037. My father Michael and my uncle Marcus have been taken. I don't have them around anymore, but I found this old collection of archived audio files, some project they were working on for the future generation, something about what's good and what's bad. Since this is the only thing I have to remember my father by, I thought I would share this with the world, these cherished memories of my father and my uncle.
The world is constantly
expanding. Isn't that a universe like
the universe is expanding? Is the world expanding?
Should is the world shrinking?
Is the world flat? Did you know? I read it. Okay, hold on. Side note. I read an article. Sorry, millennials. I'm one of you. I read an article that only 67%. Correction. I believe it was 75%. Of millennials are convinced about the shape of the earth. The other 25% are really on the fence and or think that it's flat and or haven't made a decision yet. Now, I would like to tell you something. Have you ever heard of SpaceX? This is a real no. Cultural studies lesson. There's a man named Elon Musk.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, Elon Musk has SpaceX. It's his secret rich man space program. And it's where he decides that since NASA is funded by the government and doesn't know how to do anything right, he's going to make space right. And so he's funding a thing. So like a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, SpaceX literally did a launch with a live stream. There were people on the ground. They could watch.
Oh,
you could
stream
us on YouTube.
That.
Yeah, so he launches this missile up into space. And let me tell you, you could see the Earth. And it was...
Flat. Just
it was completely it was flat. So I don't know why 75% of the people in this world think that it's round. Like, there was a picture of it, and this is a modern one. This isn't, like, the doctored pictures where they tried to make it look round before.
Yeah, because, like, here's the thing. We, like, then they could doctor it, and it's pretty good. Now, there's no... We have so much programming that you can't even doctor stuff anymore because there's doctor-proof things.
I mean, there are so many things that exist now that can tell you if something's fake or not that there's no way you could make the world look round in a convincing way. Convincible way. So,
I mean, I was a little on the fence, to be honest. I was like, maybe this picture's doctored or not. Went right to Twitter. Twitter told me, no, Earth's definitely flat. Took me like 45 seconds to figure out.
That's another thing that we have now that we never had before is Twitter. Twitter tells us what's right and what's wrong.
Also this podcast.
Well, actually, what's good and hold on. If we're going to get serious here, should we rate Twitter?
Well...
But the problem is that in this bit, I've been building Twitter up as like a good thing, but in all actuality, two.
Two is like...
He's laughing like this is a joke, but it's not. What is a 2 out of 10?
A 2 out of 10, I'm going to say, is kind of like when you have massive, massive diarrhea and it like burns and it's really bad for you and stuff. But then also at the same time, you're like, this is no longer in my body, so I guess that's a plus.
What is 4? Like, 4 is like, well...
It's
almost fine.
Have you listened to the Does This Look Infected album by Sum 41? Because, like, All Killer, No Filler is, like, up there, but then, like, that album, it's not bad,
We need to have a little bit of a minor discussion. The album is called All Killer, No Filler. It's almost All Killer, No Filler. There's a little bit of non-killer there. Like, just a little bit.
So hold on real quick. If we were rating this album, the album's called All Killer No Filler.
Oh no.
Do we?
I can't give All Killer No Filler a bad rating because it lied to me on the cover.
Yeah, so like, does it get point stocked though because it does lie to you?
Do you rate a comic negatively because the cover lies to you?
Usually. Sometimes. Well, here's the thing. Sometimes comic book cover, like sometimes, well, it depends. So if it's a variant cover, no. Because, like, that's just somebody saying, hey, play around, have fun, like, draw the coolest thing you can imagine about, like, these characters. But if it's, like, the actual thing, and it shows me this image, or promises, like, a fight, like, I don't necessarily want to see the image inside the book. Like, I don't want to see the same image twice, necessarily. However, if the image shows these two characters fighting, and those two characters don't fight in the book, yeah, I think that, like, reflects poorly on the book.
That was the nerdiest thing I've ever had to sit through in my entire life. I like literally, you said variant cover and I went, boom, I'm gone.
I checked out.
There goes our audience. Variant covers.
Variant covers, I would give a 6 out of 10 though.
Yeah, because they literally only exist. So I don't know why they exist, you nerd. What are you talking about? Because I am a we're both millennial. Are you a millennial?
I'm too young.
Are you a Gen Zer?
Yeah.
You freaking babies.
I'm literally like a, there's like a few month thing, like weird delay when I looked it up.
Interesting. Yeah. So I'm the millennial here. So you're a Gen Zer. I don't know anything about you people, you're except that
buck wild.
You guys are the worst because that's how it works, right? Yeah. You guys are worse than us because you are younger. I just got a text from your mom. That's a weird thing to say, isn't it, huh? I just got a text from your mom.
It's just your mom. Your mom texted me, dog.
So your mom texted me and asked if your dog wanted to walk.
I'm going to text my mom and be like...
She didn't text you, though, did she?
No.
She texted me and said, I wondered if Whit may want to walk. Come on over. Hold on.
I don't know that one.
Take two. Come on over. I feel like I messed it up the first time. It was a little flat on the over.
Eight out of ten.
Is a, it means it's great, but it's better than a 7 because the number is higher, but it's not as good as like
a 9.
A 9, because it's lower than a 9. It means great. If you don't know what the word great means, okay, Google. What does the word great mean? I forgot for a second.
Great, of an extent, amount, or intensity considerably above the normal or average.
That's an 8.
That does describe an 8. Also, it says an intensity considerably above the normal or average. Like, it's intensely better than average, which would be 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm blue. Dabadi dabadi.
I'm blue. Dabadi dabadi. I'm blue. Parentheses dabadi. Unparentheses is a bad song that is
very
also
good.
It's also good. AKA everything that by the Black Eyed Peas. AKA every hit by T-Pain. There we go. It took me a second to get there, but we've come full circle.
Solved it.
Redemption. 10 out of 10. Let's just go into hoodies. Hoodies straight. Now we can break it up into hoodies with a zipper and without a zipper. Do you have a preference?
I prefer no zipper.
I prefer zipper. Now, this is just because it's easier to take off without exposing my midriff. Now, let's talk about this. My midriff... my midriff is by a factor of... 10 larger than your midriff, and by a factor of 4 hairier than your midriff. Now, I am a father of 2. I stopped giving a crap most of the time what people think about the way that I look in a lot of ways. When I had my first child, by the time I had my second child, I literally would go take the trash out of my underwear. But the thing is, I still don't want to scare children when I take my sweatshirt off because I'm a larger boy. I sweat a lot. I get hot very easily. I have to take my sweatshirts on and off a lot. I have to give, like, zipper ones the plus of I don't have to expose myself to the world every time I take it off.
I think...
You like to expose yourself to the world. I've seen that.
I gotta...
You tweeted that the other day. I like to expose myself to the world.
What do you know about sports, Michael?
I know there are 8 different sports.
There are 8 different sports.
Yeah.
Can we name them real quick? Can you just real quick give those to me?
Baseball. Soccer. Rugby, 2 types of football. That's 5, right?
Yeah.
Poker, I got one more, right?
Yeah.
Basketball.
Did you already say basketball?
Baseball. Is basketball the coolest sport?
Yeah.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
You know what's like?
I keep it so fresh on the microphone. I got no interruption when the game is on. I like slam dunks that take me to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley-oop. I like to pick and roll. I like to give and go. If it's basketball, bow wow, let's go.
Playing basketball.
Put it up, put it up, put it up, y'all.
Basketball.
For the one to the two.
Of course. All right, first of all, let's go through the movies by title. The first one, The Fast and the Furious. Second one?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Third one is called The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. Fourth one?
Fast and Furious.
Fifth one is called Fast 5. Sixth one?
Is it Fast 6 or is it just Fast and Furious 6?
It was called Fast 6 in trailers, but I think it's Fast and Furious 6. The seventh one is called... Oh, no.
I know this one.
What's the seventh one called? I'm blanking.
It's Fate of the Furious. No. That's the newest one. It's Furious 7.
Oh, yeah. It's just Furious 7. And then the newest one is called The Fate of the Furious. I have it on Blu-ray sitting
it's
here.
It's so good.
All right, here's the thing.
What a spectacle.
This series gets a lot of poop on it because they're like, well, why don't they just call it Faster and Furiouser? Because they're not plebeians like you, fake person. Like... Faster and Furiouser because they're not stupid idiots. They're people with a brain and they have the best naming scheme. But then we go 4, right? It's called
just Fast and Furious.
Now let me tell you, I was sitting in a conference room watching the Apple conference when they declared that the reason that they took out the headphone jack with the new iPhone was because they were the only ones brave enough to do it. And I laughed out loud because that is such horse poop that... Like, they didn't want to put a headphone jack in their phone. It had nothing to do with bravery. They're just freaking...
Money.
They're just freaking Apple. Whatever. Money. Dude, the bravest thing I've ever heard in a movie title is for them to take a franchise called The Fast and Furious and call their fourth movie Fast and Furious. Like, what a bold choice that was.
It's the same thing of the first one, except for we took out some of the articles.
But, it means something... Like, that's the kind of bravery we need in Hollywood. Like, we're talking about, like, these people are like, I'm going to make a movie about this political topic because I'm such a brave and, like, outstanding individual. No, dog. We need people willing to take stands. Somebody thought that was going to be confusing, and some guy in a boardroom said, it's not confusing. People will know it's the fourth one. You idiot. You plebeian. You Cretian.
You think they haven't heard of the other three that we've made?
Clearly, Fast and Furious is the fourth one. You dumb butt.
Well, I mean, we have The Fast and the Furious. Then we have Too Fast, Too Furious. Then Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. You think that the next one's just going to be the first one
again? It's called Fast and Furious. They will never get it confused. This isn't like an Xbox One, an original Xbox situation. There's no confusion at all. It's called Fast and Furious.
And to any casual that can't figure out the huge apparent puzzle that you're trying to tell me I'm presenting to these people, maybe this is a little too highbrow of a movie for those kind of people.
Now we have to get back to the matter at hand. The Fate of the Furious
is just a good title.
Is it the best movie title I've ever heard? Maybe.
It might be.
Is it one of the best movie titles I can think of off the top of my dome? Absolutely. It's called The Fate of the Furious. It's about... It's called The Fate of the Furious. It's just about what happens to these super angry people.
But do you want
to
know what it's about, Michael? It's about family.
But no, I don't know what the movie's actually about.
It's about family.
It's the title. It's called The Fate of the Furious. It's about what happens
to all these mad boys.
The destiny of these just torqued off multicultural crew of car thieves and street racers. They're so mad. But it's about what happens to them at the end. In the end times, in the eschatology of the Fast and Furious movies.
I mean, little light spoilers, it does flash forward to the judgment day of street racers.
Oh no. Now I never know what to watch. I don't know if I should watch this because they're going to end up at the end of the world with Bill and Ted. Oh. You owe me a 10-second card, dude. Hold the tuna.
Dude, your mom's so hot. Remember when I asked your mom to prom? There's a moment at the end of the Fast and the Furious where two bros just really, really have a moment. That my brother is moved to tears by
every time. I've seen the movie 4 times at least. all within a short period of time. It's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful...
Some chunky boy. And the thing about being chunky is a lot of times people have advice for you on how you not to be chunky anymore. How you not to be chunky anymore. And I say, how? And they say, well, only eat when you're hungry. But the thing is, I'm always hungry. I'm hungry for laughter with this podcast. I'm hungry for love and affection from my friends and family. I'm hungry for food all the time that I want to put in my mouth and then chew around. And it makes me salivate as I think about it. I've got the Skittles on my mind that I was just eating. And when I chew them, I can feel the juice oozing both from them and from my salivary glands into my tongue, where I am moving around and I can get, you know, the different taste sensations on the front, back, and middle, and sides, and bottom of your tongue. And
see, a lot of people don't know about the taste buds on the bottom of your tongue, Michael.
No, if you never switch the food around on the bottom, you don't know that the tastes are there. And man, it just makes me want to eat more food when it tastes so good. And I'm hungry all the time because even if my belly says, no, you don't need it, my tongue says, yes, you do. And that's why I'm a big boy.
That's also how Big Skittles came into power.
I said I was hungry for laughter. And here's the thing, my fat body is just a bit for this podcast because it allows me to make fat jokes. I am killing myself for you. Not you, Mark, but you, the greater Mark audience.
Well, like, as far as I'm concerned, this is just a conversation with my brother. This is not a podcast. I'm just talking to my friend Michael. However,
I'm sacrificing my body for the podcast.
Michael used to just do nothing but muscle ups and eat protein. He would just eat the powder. And then he said, I want to be dedicated to my craft of being funny.
I want to make people laugh. And guess what? A lot of fat people are funny, and a lot of funny people are fat.
And also, fat jokes are usually at least kind of funny.
And everyone likes self-deprecating humor. Well, what other way is there to be self-deprecating than, I'm a big fat boy and my belly wiggles when I walk. Watch. Also, I did eat a lot of Skittles before we came down
you
here.
You ate so many Skittles.
I was eating a lot of Skittles before we came down here. And yesterday, and the day before. I fall asleep eating Skittles this week, and that's only not a bit. It's real. Do I want to rate being fat? It sucks.
But, what about the positives of jokes?
The positives are that I'm funnier when I'm fat. The positives are that in some ways I'm happier because I have the freedom to eat whatever I want, whenever I want, and I don't have to exercise, because if I do exercise, then I won't be fat anymore. The downsides are that I do feel like trash every minute of every day, and I'm slowly dying. Every minute of every day. The doctor said, you don't breathe when you sleep? Maybe you should lose weight. And I said, but I love my craft. I love my craft. And more importantly than my craft, I do love food.
Michael just looked into the doctor's eyes and said, it's for the people.
I said, this is for the people. It's a sacrificial thing. I love the food so much. I eat the food. It goes into my tongue. It goes into my belly. My belly says no, but my tongue says yes. And I have to listen to the people. The proverbial people who are my tongue, who say, yes, keep going.
And also all of you listeners who think that he's funnier.
I eat when I'm happy. I eat when I'm sad. Is that an eating disorder or is it just me? Is it sad?
Like as, this is not a bit or a joke or anything. I really do honestly think that I don't know any human being who is just as big of a fan of food as you are.
I love it.
You are.
I love food. When I go on
a food fan,
when
that I
go on a diet, my wife can attest to the fact that when we do have like a date night where I cheat, I put the food in my mouth and my eyes go closed and I do tear sometimes a little bit because food tastes so much better than not food. Eating tastes so much better than not eating. When I am on a diet, I have to take foods that I don't like, that have no calories, like a celery, and eat them constantly so I can constantly be doing the act of eating, because I like food so much that I'd rather eat crappy food than food that... I don't know where I'm going with this. I'd rather eat crappy food than not eat anything at all.
Because you're just a fan of food and eating.
And here's the thing, and I've told this to people before, this is real life. I hate when I diet because I do feel better nearly immediately, and I hate the fact that I feel better because I know that I only feel better because I'm not eating as much as I want to eat. That makes me sad and also really TO'd. That I feel better when I'm doing better life choices. I want to feel better doing bad life choices. I want to eat Skittles in bed every night. I want to eat two tubs of ice cream. I want to eat Haagen-Dazs butter pecan ice cream every night. And that's the way I want to live my life. And I hate that I feel like trash all the time and don't sleep. I hate that I probably have sleep apnea. I hate that when I walk up the stairs, I do pant like a dog. But I do love those burgers. And I don't know if this is so much a comedy podcast as therapy for my food eating disorder.
Dude, we never put a number on being fat.
It sucks!
There's nothing more great than having the free time to take a very small nap and being kind of cranky. And you fall asleep and take that small nap, and then you wake up and you feel the perfect amount of rested, is one of the greatest feelings in the whole world.
But I don't have that feeling anymore.
I think it's just
that love and feeling. I've lost that love and feeling. You lost the love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But, like, here's the thing. It's just because you're an adult and have kids.
Oh, it's because I don't breathe when I sleep, actually. I've now developed this thing where I'm asleep. Hold on. I'm going to back up. That's how I sleep, I think. That's how I imagine it, because when I wake up, I am out of breath, my brain can't breathe, and I'm not... Oh, wait, I don't feel refreshed anymore. Now, the fact that I only do that for 2.5 hours a night comes from children. I have children, two of them.
Two of them.
One of them.
And neither one of them seems to be a big fan of sleep of late.
One of them definitely has rated sleep a 1 out of 10. My son hates it more than he hates his own sin, more than he hates starvation, more than he hates having a poopy diaper, he hates sleeping.
More than he hates feeling like trash because he's very sleep deprived.
Yes, he hates sleep so much.
We have a dad in our life who over the years I think have said a lot of things that may not be unique to our father, but I think some of them are. But the first time that I heard these things, at the very least, and I want to talk about some of those things.
Can we rate them?
Yeah, and we're going to rate each saying that our father has given us. The first saying is the saying of Yobo.
My dad, in a fit of...
Percocet.
Was it?
It was Percocet.
My dad has some back problems.
And had prescription narcotics that were 100% legal.
Yeah, legal. But narcotics, nonetheless, said Yobo.
Yobo. Attempting to reference YOLO and be young.
You only...
Be once. I guess.
You obviously bleed out. That has to do with death. Your obesity belongs online. He was telling me to post a picture of myself.
Yellow obstacles bounce oddly. That's where my head's at.
Okay, Yobo.
Our dad's almost practically deaf.
Word.
Thus, is not a big fan of people using any sort of substitution words for swear words, unless they sound completely ridiculous, like gibberish. Thus, dad is taken to when he stubs his toe or hits his hand with a hammer, which, as much as our dad is very handy, our dad has very, very big fingers and hits his son with a hammer a lot.
Dude, this is not a beef against dad. I don't know if you've ever lived life. I do that crap every second of my life. I try to, like, eat a french fry and I bite my tongue. And what would I say if I were dad?
Baka! Baka! Baka!
So the origin of this one, I think, was my Uncle Paul, was who I used to hear do it all the time.
I have an Uncle Paul too, dog.
Oh, you do? Yeah. My Uncle Paul used to do this all the time. He's baka! And, like, I don't know where that came from, short of it just looking for a euphemism that wasn't close enough to offend people at the Christian school he works at or something. Like, baka!
Baka! And the last one is one that I had forgotten about, and then when thinking about this, I was like, oh, this is one that I gotta use, and you brought it up earlier today, the height of laziness. We would not do a lot of things, or go out of our way to not do anything, and dad would look at us, or yell at us, or whatever, and say, that is the height of laziness!
Yeah, dude. So, like, hold on.
Is exclusive to our father.
So, like, I definitely have never, ever, 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 ever heard any other person say this. I used it once in my adult life. It was made fun of because they'd never heard of this term. It sounded absurd. But here's the thing. I do love this one.
It's a good one.
But also, in the fiction of our historical family canon, I like to pretend that every single time he said it, we were breaking new ground and, like, breaking the previous Guinness World Record for the height of laziness. Like, every time he said it, we were surpassing our previous record. And it just kept escalating.
And it escalates to the point when I think the last thing that we heard about was one time I did not want to go downstairs and get another jug of milk. Well, first of all, we had two fridges and we also would buy milk in, like, 6 gallons at a time.
One of us freaking children drank way too much milk. And I'm not going to say it's the one who's morbidly obese. I'm not going to say it was that one.
Anyway, I do remember one time, and this is not a bit, because this is an actual thing that happened.
Yeah.
I did leave roughly as much milk to fill maybe half of a teaspoon in the jug, justifying that as being milk in the jug, thus I don't have to go get a new one. Hold and on. Sit it back in the...
This breaks the entire canon, because I'm pretty sure me and you both have heard that exact one,
then,
like 20 times each.
And then dad goes to get some milk, and then this is the height of laziness.
This is the height of laziness. Who leaves dishwasher milk in the fridge instead of putting the gallon in a jug away and getting a new gallon? I did it with cereal. I did it with chips.
I did it with pepperoni. I did it with sugar.
I did it with jelly.
Did it with bread. If you put two hills back in the bread box, you're just the worst person. Nobody's gonna eat that crap.
But really, you should just throw that crap away. This is the height of laziness, dog.
I told dad, I said, Dad, I quit my job. I'm gonna try to talk to people and be funny for a living. He's like, that's the height of laziness. What is this crap?
He's like, don't you want to support a family someday? I'm like, Dad, I am supporting a family. I have two kids and a wife. He's like, and you're doing what to make money? I said, speaking into a microphone and posting on the internet. He said, hide the laziness.
Said there ain't no winning. Red light, I mean a resist. Well,